one cycle before.
Yeah, I think this project does do that. We know statistically and from interviews that we do with people that people like traffic-free. They like to feel segregated from motor traffic. That's what makes them feel safe. And we know that that's a major disincentive to people not using their bikes for everyday trips. And, you know, only 2% of everyday trips are made by bike in Scotland, as opposed to, say, Denmark, where it's 30, 40% in some of the big cities. But, of course, you can't get everywhere on a traffic-free path. You have to, at some point, go onto the road. That's where I'm really pleased that this project has got two segregated lanes on roads, on Waterloo Street and up to Kelvin Grove Park. And I think that's the beginning of showing councils and working with councils on how you really can change the urban realm to make it easier for people. Crucially, though, I think we do need to see a change in how traffic operates in our towns and cities. And that does call for a different kind of design. It does call for everyone at governmental level to make sure that policies like designing streets really are implemented well, because we've got great policies in Scotland. We just don't always deliver them as well as we should.
Does it feel like a little bit of Copenhagen and Glasgow for you?
I hope so. I really do hope so. I think it does. I hope it feels like a good, high-quality experience. That's what you always must deliver that for people. It should always feel that you're as important as any car driver or any other road user. And when you do feel that important, you will use the infrastructure more and you'll value it.
And to see something, you know, that's sat here since the 60s, you know, unused and eyesore, to actually, you know, utilise that as a sort of something into the bargain then as well.
Don't you think so? I mean, it's sat here rather forlornly since the
Definitely. 70s,
and now it's finished. And we've taken a historic structure in many respects and breathed new life into it and made it an everyday reality for people. And it takes about 10, 15 minutes off the pedestrian journey here. And actually the cycle journey here was really pretty difficult. So we've opened up this connection.
And it doesn't have a name yet, but it's one suggestion that's sort of been floating around is the bridge to everywhere.
I think that's a great idea, yeah. But I'm going to leave that to Glasgow City Council.